Absolutely so.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just start here with the different rooms in the house and what you can remember hearing people call different things. Like, the room that you would have company or guests, if you have a big room, would be?
Living room.
Did you ever call it a parlor or hear your grandparents or everybody call it that, something like that?
No, my grandmother did have, my grandmother did refer to hers as a parlor. Her home was a little different. It was a real old home with a wraparound front porch. And you walked in, there was one large room on the left, which was like a parlor, and then another room on the right, which was heated by a pot stove belly. And you would always go in there to get warm, I remember that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was the only source of heating and all that. And it was a big two-story house.
And what was that room?
I don't ever remember. It would be the comparable of a family room today.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember it ever being called.
Uh-huh.
It was just kind of where everyone was in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm,
either that,
mm-hmm.
It was right off the kitchen, mm-hmm. too, so you were either in there or the kitchen.
Okay. And what kind of furniture would you have in the living room?
Mm-hmm. It was more Victorian style.
Mm-hmm. Chairs, tables.
Chairs, mm-hmm. Yeah, the little coffee tables. Sofa, but I would say more Victorian style than anything.
Okay. Did you have a, like in the house where you grew up, did you have a fireplace?
In the house where I grew up?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did you call the things that sit in the fireplace that you put the wood on top of?
To be perfectly honest, we did not build that many fires,
uh-huh.
in my house.
Sometimes people have fancy ones that come up.
Yeah. I just called them a fan. You're not familiar with that.
A fan.
Well, but see, this was more to cover the fireplace.
Okay. Like in the front of it.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, what you're talking about, actually, to hold the logs, sorry, I can't help you with that. I can call my parents and, you know, get back to you on that and see what they would refer to.
Andirons?
Hmm?
Did you have those? Andirons?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Right. But, that, you know, just wasn't. I remember a fire one time in my parents' home.
Okay.
My grandmother, you know, had it quite often.
Yeah. So, what would you use to start the fire?
Do you remember? And matches.
Some kind of special wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you call the piece over the fireplace where the shelf?
The mantle.
Okay. Did you have anything over the windows that rolled up and down?
Shades. I don't remember anything more than shades.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need to refer you to someone who's older than me.
Well, I mean, part of the idea is when they interviewed somebody here, I didn't get your age. How old are you?
I'm 43.
Okay.
Are you looking for a certain age?
The one they interviewed before was closer to 50, I believe. Mm-hmm. They interviewed a woman here in Greensboro. But it's... The idea is to